This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 427, Nostalgia, a Product Designer's Secret Weapon, by Ryan Hoover of ryanhoover.me. And I am your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you from some of the very best blogs covering entrepreneurship, freelancing, and more. And with that, we're going to get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. Nostalgia, A Product Designer's Secret Weapon, by Ryan Hoover of ryanhoover.me. Remember Pogs? Remember Tub Thumping? Remember Nickelodeon Guts? Now, pause. How do you feel right now? Did hearing those words stimulate any emotional reaction? Did it bring back memories, excite you, make you smile? Nostalgia is powerful. Simply mentioning the names of childhood toys, old TV shows, classic video games, and other pastime activities often instigate an emotional response, reminiscence. But why? Why is nostalgia so compelling, and how can product creators use this to build more engaging products? The influence of nostalgia. The term nostalgia was coined by 17th century physician Johannes Hofer, based off the Greek words nostos, return, and algos, pain. He prescribed nostalgia as a mental illness, attributing it to Swiss soldiers' symptoms of anxiety, homesickness, insomnia, and anorexia. Hofer believed, quote, "continuous vibration of animal spirits through those fibers of the middle brain in which impressed traces of ideas of the fatherland still cling," end quote, was the cause of these ailments. Since then, we've acquired a better understanding of nostalgia, now defined in the Oxford Dictionary as, quote, "a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations," end quote. Nostalgia generally instills positive emotions of happiness, social connectedness, confidence, and optimism of the future. When feeling down, people seek nostalgia to raise their spirits. Dr. Clay Rutledge, a professor of psychology at North Dakota State University, posits that, quote, "nostalgia increases positive mood, perceptions of meaning, and a sense of connectedness to others. Thus, people may naturally turn to nostalgia if positive mood is threatened, a sense of meaning in life is undermined, or feelings of social connectedness are compromised," end quote. Negative emotions are powerful triggers influencing our behavior. Feelings of loneliness, boredom, or insignificance prompt people to browse their Facebook feed, search for a match on OkCupid, or send a photo to a friend on Snapchat. People turn to these services, often subconsciously, to improve their mood. In one study, Dr. Rutledge examined the effects of music-induced nostalgia, playing popular songs and providing lyrics to participants. Those exposed to the music were more likely to report that they felt loved and that life is worth living than a control group. Rutledge further explains, quote, "nostalgia is a psychological resource that people employ to counter negative emotions and feelings of vulnerability. Nostalgia allows people to use experiences from the past to help cope with challenges in the present," end quote. Smart product designers and marketers recognize the influence of nostalgia, integrating it into apps and services we use every day. Here are a few products that use nostalgia to spark engagement and build compelling experiences. Nostalgia is a core component of TimeHop's design. Each day, the service revives past status updates and photos shared exactly one or more years ago. Instantly, memories resurface as these shared moments encourage people to reminisce with friends and family. Heyday. Heyday uses a similar approach, reminding users of the past, but it adds another dimension, location. Last month, when I visited my hometown, I received a delightful push notification from Heyday prompting me to, quote, "look back at your photos shared in Eugene, Oregon," end quote. Using the location data stored within the photo, Heyday generates a historical map of one's travels to surface delightful, contextual memories from the thousands of pictures stored on my iPhone. Facebook Year in Review. Facebook amused the world toward the end of 2012 with a special year in review, surfacing the 20 most popular posts in one's timeline. People enjoyed the digital scrapbook, reviewing and sharing memories of the past year. Facebook repeated the successful campaign again at the end of 2013. Visit your year in review and observe your emotions and behaviors. Does it make you smile? Or are you compelled to comment on these memories? This nostalgic look back also helps communicate the value of Facebook as a destination to store and relive memories the following year. Mindy. As Dr. Routledge's research shows, music has remarkable nostalgia-inducing powers. Mindy, a mobile app to watch and create 7-second music videos, leverages this potent power to quickly deliver an aha moment, hooking users on day one. Browse the feed of user-created videos to listen to the classics or create your own, selecting your favorite song from yesteryear, surfacing memories and nostalgia. Polar, a mobile app of visual polls, covers a wide range of topics from current-day politics to modern memes. But many of its most engaging polls, as found in its feed of top submissions, are based on old pop culture references and childhood activities, like Who's Cooler, Marty McFly or Ferris Bueller? Favorite Pokemon Tourney, Round XY Finals, Dedenne or Mega Absol? And what game did you play, Hide and Seek or Tag? Boya. Boya, a new product from the folks at Monkey Inferno, thrives off of nostalgia. After registering any account, users are prompted to describe themselves, entering things they've done. These shared experiences ignite conversation as community members ask users about their experiences, further digging into the archives of the brain. In the summer of 2013, Foursquare Time Machine hit the internet, igniting a wave of attention in the press and social media. People loved the data-rich, interactive map of their check-in history. My memories moving from Portland to San Francisco was most notable for me, marking a new chapter in my life. Others reminisced of past vacations as the map traveled across the world. Glimpse. Glimpse, a dating app that uses Instagram photos to express oneself, creatively uses nostalgia in its onboarding process. When first signing up, it prompts users to log in with Instagram and select 9 photos to express one's personality. Browsing years of beautiful photos from the past is delightful, and although it's not core to the product, the experience is fun and engages users when they're most susceptible to churn before they've recognized the value of the app. Be it a one-time marketing tactic like Foursquare's Time Machine, or a core part of the product design like TimeHop, nostalgia is a powerful tool to re-engage users and create compelling experiences. Consider how you can use nostalgia to promote your product and provide interesting content people want to share. Deliver an aha moment on day one, encouraging users to return, and build sustainable value and delightful experiences by making people feel good. You just listened to the post titled, Nostalgia, a Product Designer's Secret Weapon, by Ryan Hoover of ryanhoover.me. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you, So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Ryan. He is the creator of Product Hunt, which is a massive product discovery site, although not just products necessarily, and people upvote or downvote what they like. So it's kind of like Reddit, but for product recommendations. He also contributed to Nir Eyal's book, and of course, Nir is another author that you're hearing on this show somewhat regularly. The book is called Hooked: How to Build Habit-Forming Products. It's well-reviewed and definitely worth checking out if you can. Ryan actually gives away the first chapter of the book on his site, too, so you can visit ryanhoover.me for that and a lot more. But that's going to do it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you so much for listening and for being a subscriber. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.